All right, everyone. Minecraft released a new April Fool's update. It looked pretty cool. I didn't get to play it, but Steven, you did, right?
Yeah.
All right. So in this update, they released the Poisonous Potato. That was the name of it, apparently, the Poisonous Potato update, which is very interesting. It added hundreds of new blocks to the game and items. Obviously, this was an April Fool's update, so it was just for yesterday. Also, by the way, Sam's here. You just can't see his icon. I don't know. It's a weird glitch.
I'm dead.
But yeah, you're dead, Sam. All right, let's take a look to this. So we got the potato peeler. All right, take care not to peel your friends. Okay, poisonous Elytra wings, the starchy cousin of the elytra. Interesting. Poisonous potatoes, mashy insulation for maximum comfort, and many other potato-themed items. I don't get what it was with the potatoes, but obviously something. Steven, how do you rate this update? 1 out of 10.
It was great. Better than any update they've made before.
Good.
Definitely.
Right.
Wink, well, wink.
Definitely. Wink, wink. Glad to hear it. Well, I wish I would have had the chance, but I didn't. Can you go back and play it? You can, right?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe I'll go back and play it. But this is obviously, the items here are most likely not making it to actual, you know, to the actual game. Maybe if they are so good and useful, something like it will come, but I assume no poisonous potatoes anytime soon. We got a very jam-packed show for you today. New announcements and stuff happening later as well. Very exciting ones. Stay tuned. We got Scratch announcements, Scratch / TSARP announcements and just general purpose stuff. So can't wait. Stay tuned. Here's the intro. All right, so should we do an announcement, or maybe we'll scatter them through? Maybe I'll do one.
I have an announcement.
What's your announcement, Sam?
I'm still not
here. Yeah, you're still not here. I really don't know what happened. It's kind of scary. But you're just missing, and
you'll be back though, right?
Hopefully, that's something.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, let's do the first update here. The first announcement. As you can see, you can already see it. It's a new look. We got some glittering stars in the background. All right. We got some wiggles on those glows there. Okay. Someone's going to clip that.
My glows wiggle.
It's beautiful. We got a new sub counter in the bottom right. I like it where it's highest it's ever been, 1,131. You know, we're very glad for that. So, yeah. All right. Should I do another one and then we'll do a topic? I'll do another one. Here you go. Here it is. Oh God, that broke.
Oh, that didn't.
All right, I added some sounds to a soundboard. So when Sam says something funny like this, Sam,
I farted.
You can play that sound, and it's beautiful. It's really fantastic. So,
Andrew,
there you go.
Man, that makes me so happy inside.
Andrew. I know it does. Yes.
Hey, Andrew. Sam, yeah, Sam? Why did T-Sup cross the road?
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. There should really. I wanted to add a laugh track, but I kind of forgot. I had some other sounds. Maybe we'll add some throughout. You know, as time goes on, we'll probably add some more. But yeah, let me. I'll find a laugh track and I'll add it because people will hate it, but it will be really funny. All right. We'll get to some more announcements later. But for now, the second topic of the day. Let's see. All right. In Alaska, a land very far away, the Boston Dynamics robot dog, I called it a dog, and Sam said, well, there's many things that walk on four legs. So then I said it was a cat. But it's being trialed to keep animals away from the runaways at Fairbanks International Airport. You know, you got to keep those animals safe. Wouldn't it be horrible if they got hurt? And here we got a little image here. Up on screen right now, here's an image of the robot, along with a little dog. And I said, oh, Sam, that's the robot dog. And Sam literally thought I meant the dog in the image. But no, I meant the thing on four legs that's purple over here.
See, I would also be confused if there was a dog.
No, I get it. I get it. It's reasonable, Sam. Okay, it's reasonable.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do another one here.
What about the big three?
Oh, yeah, we're getting to the big three. So here's another little announcement. We got the big three. Okay, these are, as they sound, big, and three of them topics. The first one today is Xbox employees have been testing a virtual chatbot that can help with support and game refunds, which is perfect, right? It's kind of putting AI to use, so it's definitely useful because they can employ less support people, but it's also bad for consumers, right? Because AIs definitely aren't to human level, right? And I think what
I am the most human.
Yeah, Steven, you're the most human. But where I think this should be used, right? AI in support. Oh, am I still showing the dog? I'm still showing the stupid dog. All right. Where I think this should be
nice
used.
Nice dog.
Is when people want, like, a quick response, right? They can choose AI, you know, there's a long line, right, of people trying to get the humans. And you can be like, no, all I need is a simple game refund. Let me just do the AI chat, right? And I think that's where it should be used. I think that would be a great way of doing it. But right now it seems like they're kind of mixing them together, which people might not like. But we're going to have to see. We're going to have to wait and see how that really turns out. But it will be interesting. All right, this one is very good. This is our second of the big three. ChatGPT no longer requires an account, which is pretty cool. You can go to chat.openai.com. You don't need a login. It's just you're ready to go, and you can start chatting away. Obviously, your stuff won't save, though, right? If you have a your chat history won't save. So just simple questions, right? If you want a quick write an email, or, you know, you want a quick fact check something, or you have a quick question, this is great. You know, you don't have to sign in. But if it's more in depth, you want to go back later, it's not going to be the best for things like that. You can see on screen now, this is kind of what it will look like over here. You got your normal ChatGPT prompt and then a sign up login. I'm trying to think, have I ever run, I mean, yeah, of course, we've all run into times where you're just trying to do something quick and you got to find your password and your login. And do you guys know if ChatGPT has two-factor authentication? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
If it did, then again, that's another thing you have to wait for. But yeah, so that's why this is such a great, thing. So happy to get using it, right? Like, I probably wouldn't do it on my computer, right? If I was on my computer, I'd just sign in. But maybe I'm on my phone or someone else's phone or a computer I've never been on before. So those are some perfect examples. All right, on to the final of the big three here. Discord accidentally made a YouTube view bot. It got over 500 million views in 24 hours. And, oh God, there's an ad. And is now at 1.4 billion in less than 2 days. All right, so the video was Discord loot boxes are here, but this view bot that they created, which apparently people are saying because of spaghetti code, has now gotten, you can see the view counter, right? It's on, is it on? It might not be on screen. No, it is. The view counter to 1,407,506,198 in 1 day. It's been 1 day, and it is number one on trending for obvious reasons.
You think it'll beat YouTube? What's it called?
What is the most viewed video?
YouTube Rewind.
Is that the most viewed?
No,
probably. Oh, it's Baby Shark. Yeah, it's Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. All right. What is that at currently?
Like 14 billion.
All right. Me, maybe.
Switch it up.
Maybe we'll beat it. The funny thing is
Wow, that's a lot of views.
And I mean, this is a perfect
example. Is it more than 14?
It's 14 billion.
14
oh, wow.
billion.
It's not 1.4.
All right.
That's a lot.
Well, wow. I think Discord will get there eventually.
Yeah, just probably. Times by 10, guys. Times by 10. All right. So the funny thing, and for obvious reasons, because this was a bot, you can see that it has, you know, 1.4 billion views, but only 88,000 likes. And it's not because of dislikes. It's only got 16,000 dislikes, which is just hilarious, and is because they were all bots. Contrary to popular belief, T-Sarp doesn't use subbots. I had to tell some guy that over the break or over our break. I don't know if you guys were on break. I assume most people said they were.
No, I think we totally do, Andrew.
I was on break.
You're right. We do. Sam, you were on break. You were at school that whole time? Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. I can't believe they
it
would do
lonely.
That.
It was lonely. Where were you guys?
I would assume it's home, Sam.
On
home.
Break.
All right, let's get on to our speedrun topics. I'm going to do these quick. That's why they're called speedrun topics. Microsoft is launching a new Nocturnal Vapor Special Edition Xbox Wireless controller today. It looks pretty cool. I got the thing open on screen. Why is it so zoomed in? I'm going to have to fix that. But yeah, it's got a cool little look to it, right? It's a pop of gray, pop of green, kind of like gradient all over. It kind of looks a little like they let up a smokestack. But they're calling it the Nocturnal Vapor, right? I think it's pretty cool. And, yeah, there. All right, let's see. Next speedrun topic. YouTube is now auto-generating key moments in any video viewed on television. Basically, you open up a YouTube video on YouTube TV, or actually YouTube TV is a different thing, just YouTube on your TV, and then there will be key moments you can skip to. I don't know why it's just for the TV and not for, you know, computers or phones. But maybe that's just where they're testing it out for now. And maybe later it will come to the computers and phones. All right. Perplexity, which is an AI that Sam, you've used. I haven't.
It's so much better.
Is Sam saying it's better? I can agree it's pretty good because I asked what is T-Sarp the podcast and it told me. But basically Perplexity is trying a form of ads on its platform, which might make it a little worse, but we'll see. Perplexity's chief business officer said that the company is considering adding sponsored suggested questions to its platforms. Kind of reminds me, Google does this, right? If you Google search something, first you'll get a few sponsored results, which are ads. People pay for those. And then towards, you know, lower down is the ones that Google just found for free. And yeah, I mean, it's not, it definitely, Google would be better without those, but they've had them forever. We all know what they are. It says sponsored, you know, and then you kind of just scroll past them most of the time. So hopefully it won't be
too annoying.
Oh,
you know who else is adding ads?
Who?
To their platform.
What?
Discord.
Oh yeah, I saw this. Discord's adding ads. And Steven, in your topic, when you wrote, you said it's time to go over to TeamSpeak. It really is, guys. We can't use Discord.
What's a TeamSpeak?
You don't know what
TeamSpeak is?
It's just another video chatting, like group video
chatting. It's just Discord, but
you have to host your own server, right?
Yeah, and like, less weird people.
Yeah, less weird people. Basically, it's a video over internet protocol application for radio communication between users on a chat channel, much like a telephone conference call. Use it. Okay. There you go. All right. So ads on Discord, ads on Perplexity. So bad. All right. A group of 200 musicians, including Billie Eilish and Nicki Minaj, signed an open letter. Yes. Signed an open letter calling on tech companies and developers to not undermine human creativity with music generation tools. What basically they said, we make real music. Don't steal that. Don't ruin that. Don't create fake music with AI. And that's going towards tech
start music.
What if we start a record label?
We did.
Did we? I mean, we had that.
Oh yeah, we did that one time.
We did that lo-fi stream. And then we got
it was a small little summer project last year, remember?
Yeah, I remember. And then we got our intro music, which we played earlier. And if you missed it, it's also our outro music, so you'll hear it later. But all right, yeah, I mean, hopefully this letter works. None of us want boring AI music. How bad would that be, guys? Ugh. But yeah, so let's hope this letter works, and let's hope these musicians can prevent bad music. All right. Landfall Games released Content Warning, a horror game which got over 200,000 concurrent and over 6.2 million owners of the game in 24 hours. Steven has played it, Sam hasn't, but Steven, you're liking it right now, right?
Yeah.
And the game
it's
now,
a tiny bit scary, but it's fun.
It's now like $7.99, right? Is that what I saw it for?
Yeah.
$7.99. Yesterday it was free, though. So if you missed it, now you got to pay a little bit. I missed it. I didn't get to play it. But Steven says he likes it. So if you guys want to check it out, go check it out. I believe it's on Steam, right?
Yep.
So yeah. All right. Let's see. We got two more. A new GimKit game mode is coming out tomorrow. Dig it up. GimKit posted a leak about it below. A user remade. Oh wait, those are two different. Why did I just keep going? Okay. Yeah. So I'll give you a little. Image here. Is this of the game mode or is this just a different?
We don't know.
We don't know. They but just posted. We're this.
People are thinking that this is part of the game mode somehow, but we're not sure.
I can't zoom out, guys. I don't know what broke. Wait, hold on. Wait, let me see something. Oh, wait, no, the sound effects didn't work. That wasn't it. Okay, I don't know why I can't zoom out, but there you go. That's the blimp there, the little hot air balloon. And that might be a part of the game mode. We're not really too sure. It's just a leak for now. But
the
we'll
piece
have to
of
see.
Coal looks really sad.
Yeah, it does. All right, on to our final speedrun. Oh, no, we have another one. Maybe we'll get to it. All right, for now, a user remade Portal to work on an N64. I got a little image here. It's a cartridge. It looks pretty cool. Whoever made this was very, very intelligent in both the computer sciences and the design, because they cut it out perfectly. It looks sleek. You would never know this wasn't made by Nintendo. This is.
I mean, I kind of would.
How dare you? You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Nasty.
You would have no idea. what's the time differences? When was Portal made compared to when N64 was released? Do we know?
Probably a good couple years.
Yeah, a good couple days. Sam, if you could look.
2007.
Those. What was Portal 2007?
Yeah.
And when was N64? Oh, I know when N64 was. I'm an idiot. Yeah, why didn't I know? I was thinking, for some reason, this whole time I've been thinking GameCube. Yeah, I knew N64. First console with 64-bit graphics. I might be wrong there, but... all right, so pretty cool.
I think it was the first.
It might have been the first, or like one of the first. All right, I don't know. What was the other topic, Sam, that you were talking about?
It's right under... the images.
Is it the dog? Is it the robot?
No.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I was like, I already talked about
Spotify.
All right, Spotify brings its free audiobooks perk for premium customers to Canada, Ireland, and New Zealand. All right.
First, there was Berks, and now is Canada.
Canada.
Speaking of Canada, that's where Liam lives.
Yes, it is, but he's not here.
You have to dox him like that.
Yeah, we doxed him. Yeah, guys, now you're going to find Liam in the whole great country of Canada. Canada.
This bothers me.
All right. Yeah, it does bother you. Oh, by the way, check out our April Fool's video from yesterday. It was great.
Squawk, squawk.
Okay, it was great. It was.
I'm an interpretive dancer.
You guys are interpretive dancers. Maybe we'll show a video of you guys one day, you know, interpretive dancing, because people would love to see it. They really want to.
My
want.
Good
they
friend
really
Dolly E would be able to make that.
Dolly, no, more like Sora. Sora would love to see it.
I don't
would
know a Sora.
A Sora. also, by oh, we got to do more of these announcements. We didn't do all of these. Okay. Yeah, we got announcements here. Every Wednesday interviews. I think that's pretty good. Every Wednesday, we got an interview coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a great one. I can't wait. But you're going to have to wait and tune in because it's that good that we can't tell you ahead of time. Also, Fridays is a big one, everyone. You ready? I wish there was a drum roll sound effect. Maybe I can find one. Is there?
Oh, I can get one.
I'm pretty sure there is.
There's got to be a drum roll somewhere here. Door opening, scream, door slam. No, there's no drum roll. All right. Well, anyway, every Fridays we're playing scratch games. That is going to make a lot of people happy. All right. Oh, yeah, the episode pacing is a little different now. We got the big three, right, to really go in depth on some of those topics. I really like that. And here are some big ones. We have a highlight coming out every day. Those are the videos that are slightly over a minute that are kind of like shorts, but they're longer. They're long shorts. They're highlights. So we got one of those coming out every day.
I have long shorts.
And regular shorts coming out every day. So we got a short already released today. People are really liking that one. We got a bunch of views already on that, 100 and something. And then We got a highlight coming out at 6. So stay tuned. I think these are all pretty good. All pretty good ones.
I think I have short-term memory loss.
What?
Because I don't remember doing the tech history fun facts, but we did.
Oh, we didn't.
Right?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
No,
oh,
how did we skip
that
past
makes
this?
Sense.
Oh.
Sam, actually, tomorrow, just so you know, put it main, big three, tech history, and then speedrun, just because that's the order we go.
Okay.
Or actually, no, sorry, tech history after me and then big three. All right,
okay.
Today's tech history. On this day in 1980, Microsoft announced their very first hardware product, the Z80 soft card for Apple II. Can you believe Microsoft was making things for Apple? Is that mind-blowing? all right, and yesterday in 2016, Google did a
bad
thingy.
Oh, no, this is the one we said was bad.
It was bad. They did a bad thingy. Which they put a minion GIF with a mic drop next to the send button for Gmail, and it caused people to get fired. Because one guy did it, right? His boss said something, and then he replied with that. He sent that GIF because it was built into Gmail for April Fool's, and then he got fired. Google then released an apology, but I don't think this guy got his job back. He's just gone.
Oh, I got another one.
What is it?
Yesterday in... Hold on. I gotta find it. Yesterday in 1976, Apple was launched.
Whoa.
Like the company.
Wait, hold on.
Which
Sam
forgot to
that.
Include, which is a bigger one
yeah,
than
that's a bigger
Google
one.
With minions.
Wait, to the minion. Hey, you ready, guys? And he got fired. Wow. It's wild.
I thought that was jokes.
No, that's
getting
like what?
No joke, Andrew.
No, not for like jokes.
Getting...
This is like
wow,
for like.
Andrew.
For like. Like, what? Like, he got fired. Like, that. It's like, what? Andev in the chat said, yo, what's up, people? Yo, what's up, Andev? After this, you're going to like this. You're going to like a big T-SARP announcement I made a few minutes ago about Scratch. So after the live, you're going to have to go back and rewatch that. Because I know you'll be interested in that. All right. So I think that is that almost everything. I think we pretty much did
everything. Yeah.
Again, we're not playing Scratch games at the end anymore because of that announcement I made earlier, but I'm purposely not going to tell now because I want Andev to go back and watch it. But yeah, because of that announcement, we're not doing them at the end. We're doing them we're doing something else, which is better, which is you all know. All right. Well, thank you all for watching. We'll see you back here tomorrow with an epic interview. I can't wait. Probably one of the biggest interviews we've done, to be honest. Top three. So, yeah. All right. We'll see y'all then. Bye-bye.
And tomorrow.
Bye,
it
everyone.
Bye, everyone.